Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my lord, being old also? When thou comest into thy neighbor's vineyard, then thou mayst eat grapes thy fill at thine own pleasure, but thou shalt not put any in thy vessel. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. Now therefore, if it seem good to the king, let there be search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. Now therefore make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the strange wives. And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. For what pleasure hath he in his house after him when the number of his months is cut off in the midst? And another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Let them shout for joy, and be glad that favour my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure, to bind his princes at his pleasure, and teach his senators wisdom. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. I said in mine heart, Go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. My heart panted, fearfulness affrighted me. The night of my pleasure hath he turned into fear unto me. As saith of Cyrus, He is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Hearing the end from the beginning, and from ancient times of things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. All ye, assemble yourselves and hear. Which among them hath declared these things? The Lord hath loved him. He will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, a wild ass used to the wilderness, that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. Is this man Coniah a despised broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, and are cast into a land which they know not? But ye turned, and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant, and every man his handmaid whom ye had set at liberty at their pleasure to return, and brought them into subjection to be unto you for servants and for handmaids. There shall be lamentation generally upon all the housetops of Moab, and in the streets thereof. For I have broken Moab like a vessel, wherein is no pleasure, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather all thy lovers with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all them that thou hast loved, with all them that thou hast hated. I will even gather them round about against thee, and will discover thy nakedness unto them, that they may see all thy nakedness. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves, and live ye. Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Israel is swallowed up. Now shall they be among the Gentiles as a vessel wherein is no pleasure. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do ye kindle fire on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. But Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure, answered Paul and said, Wilt thou go up to Jerusalem, and there be judged of these things before me? Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Above when he said, Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings, and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanted. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that counted pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power,